This report brought to you by Columbia Sportswear.
Your Northwest weather for today, we're going to see clouds and rain, high of 60. Tonight, rain, low down to 49. And tomorrow, clouds and rain again with a high of 62.
What's the best way to stay warm in Seattle? Columbia's Omni Heat Reflective. It has little silver dots that reflect your body heat, and it's breathable, so you won't overheat. Columbia's Omni Heat Reflective, shockingly warm, amazingly breathable. Shop Columbia.com or a retailer near you.
Hey, I'm Richard Sherman from your Seattle Seahawks. You mad? You mad at your internet? I was with my cable provider. That's why I switched to CenturyLink high-speed home internet. You can, too. Check out CenturyLink's best internet offers online.
The closer you are to death, the more alive you feel. It's a wonderful way to live. It's the only way to drive.
One movie brought the Toronto Film Festival to its feet. Critics are calling Rush sexy, dangerous, and thrilling. It's one of the best movies of this year or any year.
I've been waiting for this my whole life.
Rush, a Ron Howard film. Rated R. Children under 17 not admitted without parent. Now playing in theaters everywhere.
The Michael J. Fox Show, part of NBC's new family of comedies, Thursday on NBC.
Modern Family, now on Q13 Fox for a full hour tonight at 7.
They call me Murphy, and I'm a service tech at Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center. It was 9:30 on a Saturday morning, and a Kona Blue Mustang drove in.
I'm due for a tire rotation.
I poured her coffee, black. She hopped on Wi-Fi, and I got to work. I inflated, rotated, and aligned the tires. Multi-point inspection looked good. Took a half hour, tops.
With a full range of services, great prices on 13 name brand tires, and no appointment necessary, Quick Lane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com.
For those times when that runaway mattress turns I-5 into a parking lot, you'll be stress-free in the NASA-inspired zero-gravity front-row seats of the innovative Nissan Altima. When gas prices skyrocket, again, you'll be flying high with Altima's outstanding 38 mpg highway. And those times when streaming Pandora turns a trip to the store into a raging rock concert. It's all these times that make Nissan Altima the best choice. And now, save up to $2,000 on the 2013 Altima with $500 bonus cash. Shop at your local Nissan store or choose Nissan.com. Offer ends September 30th. It's times like these you ought to see Nissan Altima for yourself. Innovation that excites. For well-qualified buyers with approved credit, $2,000 consists of $1,000 Nissan cash, $500 MMAC, $500 bonus cash available on lease and purchase. Finance through MMAC from new dealer stock. 2013 EPA fuel economy estimate for Altima 2.5S. Pandora is a registered trademark of Pandora Media, Inc. Call 1-888-858-8319 for details. Ends 9/30/13.
Hey, it's Spike O'Neill. Our Seahawks are 3-0, and CenturyLink's giving fans the chance to celebrate and win big by visiting the ultimate home seat. Be sure to check out today at the Pro Shop at CenturyLink Field starting at noon. Sit, snap, and win with CenturyLink. Home field, home team, home internet.
It rose up out of the asphalt, pointing to the sky. Its razor-sharp point could have slayed a dragon. It was like a dagger, like a...
It looks like you just ran over a nail. But don't worry, here at Les Schwab, every tire comes with a kind of lifetime protection most other places don't give you, like free flat repairs and more, plus a great price. That's our best tire value promise.
Duly noted.
Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
It's the fall tire sale, our biggest sale of the year, now through October 31st.
Some like it hot, they say, and some like it cool, which is totally fine. Except when two people try to sleep comfortably together in the same bed at the same time. Then, sleeplessness and tossing and turning is the problem. And now there's a solution. The Sleep Number Dual Temp Temperature Balancing Layer. It works on any mattress brand, including yours. And whether you sleep too hot or too cool, the Dual Temp Layer with Active Air technology heats or cools each side of the bed, so you sleep soundly in your own ideal temperature, which is all pretty cool. And there's only one place in the world you'll find a collection of temperature balancing solutions, including the new Sleep Number Dual Temp Layer, designed to give you the soundest sleep of your life. A Sleep Number store near you. Sleep Number. Comfort. Individualized.
There are 425 Sleep Number stores nationwide, including 6 in the Puget Sound area. For your store, visit sleepnumber.com.
Come on down. The Price is Right live stage show is coming to Snoqualmie Casino September 27th through the 29th. Fantastic prizes and all of your favorite games from TV's longest-running game show will be live on stage, and you could be part of the action. Visit snoqcasino.com for more information. Snoqualmie Casino, above it all.
Open to 50 U.S. and Canada legal residents 18 plus. Residents of New York, Florida, Rhode Island, Quebec ineligible to participate as contestants. For complete rules and regulations, visit or call venue box office. Sponsored by Good Games Live Incorporated. Void where prohibited. Price is Right Live. Trademark 2013 Green Apple Media. All rights reserved.
You've heard about the crisis. Disappearing bees. No bees, no fruit, no berries, no flowers. Would you like to be part of the solution? Would you like to raise some docile honeybees in your yard? Learn about urban beekeeping at the Tacoma Nature Center. Your garden will amaze you when you have your own beehive, and the honey you'll get is delicious. Take it from me. It's a two-hour course on urban beekeeping. Online registration right now at TacomaNatureCenter.org.
You know, the picture in our TV doesn't seem so good anymore.
Well, we've had that set for a lot of years, and the newer ones perform better than they used to.
I've heard that Samsung TVs are really popular.
They're the top-selling brand right now.
But they're expensive. Maybe another brand would be better.
Not really. We could get a 43-inch Samsung for just $399.
Where?
At Video Only.
That's not bad. We can afford that.
Or we could check out a 60-inch Samsung for...
$2,000? No way.
For $949 at Video Only.
For a brand new 60-inch? This I've got to see.
Well, let's head over to Video Only and take a look.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or dishwashers, but you will find the best deals on HD TVs, Blu-rays, cameras, camcorders, and home theater systems. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma, Video Only.
At Safeway, we think you should get a nice little reward for getting your flu shot. So when you get a flu shot from the Safeway Pharmacy, we'll give you a coupon for 10% off your next shopping trip. And it couldn't be easier. Our friendly Safeway pharmacists provide vaccines in comfortable private settings. You don't even need an appointment. Just drop by on your next shopping trip. Get 10% off groceries with a flu shot from the Safeway Pharmacy, your one stop for wellness. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See pharmacy for details.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, good morning. We're looking at a really easy commute right now. Definitely looking like Friday light. Northbound 405 through the S-curve, some slight crowding through there. We do have an issue, though, in the Skagit County area. Over the Skagit River, they are finishing some construction over the new bridge, so they've got a closure that's underway. The I-5 northbound lanes are going to be detoured at College Way, and the southbound I-5 lanes will be closed at George Hopper Road, so do watch out for a delay there. They think it'll be closed until about 8 o'clock.
This report is brought to you by Allstate.
Renting is mayhem, but with Allstate Renters Insurance, you can make sure your stuff is covered. And if you add it to your auto policy, your monthly cost for renter's insurance could be around the same amount as a latte. So visit Allstate.com today to get a quote. Are you in good hands?
It's the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
You're listening to mandolinist David Grisman.
I wish that I was on old Rocky Top down in the Tennessee hill.
I love this guy.
Ain't no spoggy smoke on a Rocky Top, ain't no telephone bill.
Yeah.
Once I had a girl on Rocky Top, half bear, the other half cat.
Is he like a YouTube sensation or something?
No, that's Grisman. That's the king of the mandolin.
All right.
He's going to be in our
Rocky
show
top,
today.
He will be here this morning at 9:40. And he's going to be at Jazz Alley through Sunday.
Rocky Top.
Yeah.
Rocky Top.
Sadly, he's
are
not
all
a
his,
viral sensation.
Are all his songs like that?
Joe, would you say all his songs are like that?
No.
Oh.
David Grisman is the most versatile musician, well, one of the most you'll ever find. He's played all kinds of stuff. Jerry Garcia's last years were mostly spent playing with David. They put a lot of records out together.
Because that vocal, is that him?
I believe that is him, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's really funny.
Oh,
really
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But I would only want to hear one song just like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if you pull up something from the David Grisman Quintet, it'd be a little different. That's who's playing at Jazz Alley tonight.
Okay. David Grisman Quintet coming up. No soup. No soup for you, Pedro says. No soup. Can you pull it up?
Yeah, yeah. I'm getting a second.
Have right he's
you know,
he's
you
more cooperative.
Push, you need to push buttons and you need to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay, what about this one?
Here we go.
It's called Swing 50.
I want to make sure we're selling him right for Jazz Alley because,
yeah,
you know, he's a serious,
oh yeah,
iconic performer. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Now you can bring my dinner.
There.
I'll have the hummus appetizer, the beet salad.
Those are actually things you get there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to remember what the dinner I always order is.
Probably the chicken.
It's a chicken because I'm scared of fish. Yep. You know that. Food at Jazz Alley is spectacular.
Great music to eat by right here.
Yeah. And the sound there is incredible.
Yeah.
If you're listening and you've never been to Jazz Alley, you don't love your wife.
I'm going on Saturday.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
I took Lisa. That's where I took her to set her up for the VIP car in the Great Wheel, was Jazz Alley.
Nice setup.
Just finished a real nice, Booker T was playing, the king of the B3. Everyone who goes through Jazz Alley is a legendary star. And when you're there, you know you're hearing something, you know, that gives you some class. And by the way, if you're listening to this show, you could use some class.
A little bit.
That's why we always wait till the very end.
Yeah,
the classy
to put stuff. Those classy people.
Yeah.
Anyway, afterwards, I took Lisa up to that Great Wheel, and we romantically held hands and went around and round.
Still need to get on that thing.
You haven't done that, huh?
No, not yet. I'll go down to the off season. I'm sure I've been kind of waiting for that, you know, buy a hot dog, get a Great Wheel free or something.
The ugly you can't see anything discount?
Well, yeah. I mean, eventually.
You want to go when it's really cloudy?
Well, I just want to go.
It's a foggy day.
I want to go when it's cheap, when it's like, you know.
Yeah, but hold on. If it's a foggy day and it's cheap and the visibility is 50 feet, why sit on the Ferris wheel? Why not just close your eyes and spin around on a tilt-a-wheel in a kid's playground?
Well,
it's the same experience.
I'm not necessarily saying I'm waiting for a foggy day. I'm just waiting for a, you know, some kind of a coupon or something, you know, some kind of incentive.
Have you seen the lines there?
No, I know. That's why they don't need an incentive. They're doing a great business. But it's going to be October next week, and those cruise ships are... You're going down to Panama for a few months.
Do you ever buy meat right when they put it out?
Sometimes. In fact, sometimes I will stalk the butcher. You know, if I'll
you do? Okay,
if
Lisa, today is
if I see one of those carts coming out loaded with fresh packages of beef, then I will, you know, go, all right, I get my choice.
Lisa did that yesterday. She had this special cut of hamburger ground up for her while she stood there and watched the butcher.
You love that. You know you're getting, you know, which beef is... Ground beef is one thing I am a little picky about.
Are you? At least I just found a cut. Like, I never paid any attention. And a hamburger is usually like, ah, it's a hamburger. And last night we had a friend coming by, and she said, oh, we're going to get that special cut of meat. And I don't even know what it is. But she got it one time, and I said, well, that's a tasty burger. You
and
know?
Now you'll have it all the time.
And now she'll go for that exact same cut every single time.
Until you say you don't like it anymore.
And then she'll find something else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it goes.
I'm not into those chubs at all. I mean, you
what's
know
a
me,
chub?
I will buy most anything, but ground beef chubs are one of my pet peeves.
What is that?
It's in like
that,
plastic packaging.
It's where it looks like a tube of ground beef. It's not. Where
it comes in the thing like bologna does.
Yeah,
before they slice it.
You can't see the beef. It's in.
Well, you can see the plastic has a picture of the beef.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And you know what it says on most of those chubs? Product of...
There might be some bird mixed in?
No. Oh. It'll say something like product of USA or Canada or New Zealand or Argentina.
Product of a country that might have mixed the testicles in with the rest of the cow.
Yeah, you don't even know if you're getting, you know, you might be getting intercontinental beef mixture out of that because what they're doing is taking who knows what, grounding it up and
oh, I love
it
who knows what patties.
This is where I'm going to sound like a snob, and I think I'm cool with that. That's disgusting, and you shouldn't buy that meat.
I don't. That's what I said. That's
really
where I draw the line.
You should know where your meat comes from.
Yeah.
Hey, but you know what? You are a snob.
Yeah.
Because there are people listening right now on their way to their, I don't want to say crap job, because that'll make me be a snob right there with you, but there are people listening who can't afford to go, and like beef is a special treat, right, Pedro? And you gotta buy it when it's on sale.
Well, I'm from Argentina, so we for us, beef is like a religion. I mean, we treat beef. You have to have good beef. But I'm cheap too, so for
there's
me.
There's something that's been bothering me about Argentina lately. I don't know if I should say it.
Oh, only one thing? Oh, thank you.
No, but I mean, like you and Luciana, like when I met you, it was like, we fled Argentina.
We fled the poverty. We fled the horrible, horrific inflation. We fled that terrible country for a dream of the United States. Won't you have? And I was like, yes, you poor people. I don't want you to have to go back to Argentina. That would be so terrible. And then when they did the season finale to Dexter, which I haven't even said those words until now because it's a week later, the whole dream at the end of the show was retiring to Argentina.
Oh, we're the land of the criminals.
Well, I mean, hold on. Oh, is that why the criminals go there?
You want to have a good
too
time.
Many serial murderers.
Oh, just go there.
They're still picking a handful of 95-year-old Nazis out of Argentina.
Oh, well,
like lice.
All right. Forget that for a second.
Okay.
Because they're in the tube. They're in the Argentina tube.
Yeah.
But they showed Argentina. This is why I was asking. You're not a Dexter fan. They showed Argentina on the final episode. Oh, and the Argentina Tourism Board must have had something to do with it, because all I could think of is, well, that's gorgeous.
Italian Palazzo.
What a beautiful city.
Uh-huh.
And wait a minute, this whole thing about Pedro, please help me get to the United States, that was all bull. They left a beautiful country. They abandoned a beautiful country, and they moved here to the United States to take jobs away from Americans. That's how I started thinking of you differently.
It took you 12 years to finally realize that. No, I mean, Argentina
is a great country.
Yeah, I know that we came here to
see. Did you have
a
criminal past there? Are you a criminal coming to the United States?
Why do you think I can't drive?
I was thinking.
Because you have no depth perception?
What did you do? Did you kill anybody?
No, we didn't. Actually, my
we
dream.
We didn't.
Since I was a kid, my dream was to work with you, Bob. That's what I always
wanted
to do.
Oh, baloney.
No, honestly, Argentina is a beautiful country. Unfortunately, it's run by really stupid people.
Well, no. Welcome to America. And you do watch cable news, right?
Yes, I do. I know. But no.
What do you think about the debt ceiling? Do you think we're going to shut our government down?
I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think people. I mean, you might argue that politicians are stupid, but I don't think they are that stupid. And they don't want this country to collapse. Nobody wants this.
Nobody
country
wants
to collapse.
It's our credit.
Yeah.
It's our credit card. We are one giant credit card. In fact, they ought to take the United States of America, put it on every credit card, and give it an unlimited. No limit.
And it doesn't benefit anybody if we collapse.
Right.
So
you have love-hate relationship with Argentina then?
Yeah, I do. Honestly, I do. Sometimes I feel like, you know what, one day I'm going to go back there. Mm. But then I look around and I see how beautiful Washington State is. And I made this my home already.
Well, I don't know what city. I wanted to show you a still photograph from the last episode of Dexter. But the last thing you see is a beautiful city in Argentina. See, I'm not. Is this a spoiler alert?
No.
Not really, because I'm not saying who's there.
Exactly.
Yeah. But you see a beautiful city in Argentina. In fact, I'm not even saying anybody got there.
No, you just see the city.
That was the dream. And you see this beautiful city and its cafe. It almost reminds me of, you know, Spain. It's Italy. It's beautiful cafes, a beautiful busy street.
That's the capital. It's Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires. Yeah.
Yeah. If you go there, it's beautiful. I mean, you have the architecture is like old style Europe, Paris cafes, and you can the food is delicious. Everything is gorgeous. They have beautiful women. Anything you want. Unfortunately, like
beautiful women, anything I want, really?
Yeah. Well, that's what I want. I don't know you, but
you would go back there for the beautiful women just for a weekend?
Every time I go there, it's a parade of just beautiful behinds. I got to say that. I'm
more for sure. I'm more of a top guy rather than the bottom guy.
Well, you're not
typically.
Latino. You're not Latino. That's one of the things that I'm changing right now. I never paid attention to boobs. May I say this?
But by all means.
Yeah, well, you work with them. So.
Yeah, but it's been 12 years, it's been 12 years in this country.
And the country will change you a little
bit. I realize that I'm looking upwards now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
All right, back to that, Argentina. It's also, I mean, it's also got its poor areas.
If
you judge it by Buenos Aires, you're going into a beautiful metropolitan world-class city.
Well, no, that's the worst part. I mean, Buenos Aires is the capital. If you just walk 20 blocks from the main streets.
So is it like New Orleans, where you can be having a great time in Mardi Gras, and then you can walk 20 yards and you're in poverty? And
it's exactly like that.
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just – and then the country itself is beautiful. I mean, you have so many climates. You have so many
but
different places.
But if there are any criminals listening that need to escape,
highly recommend Argentina.
Brother has a room there if you want to rent.
Does your brother print passports and fake IDs?
No, my brother's a legitimate lazy person that doesn't
pay back. A legitimate lazy person.
Yeah.
Just ask the Nazis. I mean, when they thought about where can we go, you know, to avoid war crimes, where did they go? Argentina.
Yeah.
There was thousands of them that went there.
Mm.
Thank you, Joe.
Well, if you're looking to hide out, Patagonia.
I don't
want
to hide out next to a Nazi, though. How can I? Do they have a website for the Nazis? Which neighborhoods they live in, so that I can, you know?
Yeah, like... Nazi B&B.
Honestly, I think we should all go to Argentina. I'm planning one day the entire show to go there. I'm not kidding. Seriously, I take you to
Lisa
the best
would
places.
Like that.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
And maybe we'll dig a well and help some neighborhoods too. Like we'll go outside. Or into the slums.
No, we planned.
Would you go to Argentina? Let me put it to you this way. If one of our World Vision trips was Argentina, and I believe they do go to some of the poor spots in Argentina, would you and Luciana go?
Yeah, like remember that I used to teach catechism, and I used to go to those kind of neighborhoods back in the days when I was 17, 16. So, yeah, of course.
Okay. You're a catechism teacher?
I used to be, yeah.
What happened?
Well, I sidetracked. My life changed. And that's the reason why I stopped going to church. But I used to be the kind of devout Catholic.
Used to be very devout Catholic.
Oh, yeah.
What are you, like a part-time Catholic?
Well, no, I believe in God and I respect everything. I try to follow the direction that he gives
you're
me.
But tired of all those silly rules. I'm with you.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. Yeah, so.
A lot of Catholics like that. All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I'm going to reveal about the season finale of Dexter is that Argentina is shown.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me question all of Pedro and Luciana's motives. I just thought, that's gorgeous. Why would they pretend that they needed to flee?
There was ice cream.
There was ice cream. There were little ice cream carts. There was gelato. There was hanging plants.
Yes,
hanging plants. Yeah. You don't hang plants in really terrible places. Nobody in a terrible place goes, let's get a basket and put a beautiful, you know, vine in it.
Well, they hang plants and also political opposition members.
So. Is that so the sniper can put the gun over the plant? So. Come on. All right. So on the show today, if you listen all 4 hours today, here's what you're going to learn. Bill Gates says there's something in the Windows operating system that is, he admits, a big mistake. What is it Bill Gates says was stupid to put in there? A United flight from Houston to Seattle had to land in Idaho, sadly, after the pilot had a fatal heart attack. What's that like? You know, you've seen service dogs doing their jobs when you're out and about, and you have no way of knowing if someone's got a fake service dog. But believe it or not, some people try to get around lines and try to essentially circumvent the system by using fake service dogs.
Wow. I know there's a little vest they wear, but I suppose, you know, you could probably find one of those on eBay.
Fake service dog vest. Search it on Google and you'll find one. So we'll tell you about them. Another CEO of a huge food company has decided he's going to be like Chick-fil-A, going to exclude a class of people. And something that Downtown Joe buys every single day is going to double in price next week. 100% price increase. Oh, I'm so tempted to guess. But lately I've been guessing.
Right.
Not intentionally. I always like to throw out a guess and he goes, no, and then I hit the button.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's the thing, I feel like I wasted his tease.
We could talk about it. I mean, we could talk about
it. I don't know if we want to do that first. What do you want to do first? I want to prioritize things better on this show.
I think first we should see what Jody wants to do because she wasn't here. I think obviously this flight is breaking news.
And Spike's not here this morning. Did he oversleep?
I don't know where Spike is.
None of us know where he is. How about that?
Yep. Tried to call him at home, called his cell, sent him a text. Nothing. Straight to voicemail on all his numbers.
That's weird.
At least you knew with me I was slamming into walls.
Yesterday you were physically ill. I'm not going to say. I don't believe in saying when people are doing that.
Uh-huh.
Because it's just a visual.
Well, I was doing a lot.
Yeah.
Of different things. There's no one thing. It's a full-on medical mystery. We could talk about it later in the show.
But I could see that you were, because you actually came in, got sick, and went home. Joe will do that
from time to time. And I was like, just take care of yourself.
Yeah.
In fact, I just put it out of my mind and I said, oh, okay, Jody's recuperating. And we didn't mention anything. By 8 a.m. yesterday, the texters were going crazy.
Oh, my people.
Your people.
Yeah.
The whole tribe you have that just loves everything you do and hates everybody
else.
There's
17 of us and we chit-chat all morning.
Uh-huh. Well, that's because you do nurture them. You chit-chat with them and they really, they adore you. As we do too, but in a different way. So anyway, by 8 o'clock, the texters were sure that you had been fired.
Fired, sure, of course. Well, we all know that happens.
It's happened a couple times.
Yeah. What we know in radio is that when someone's fired, the first thing management does is order the staff not to bring up their name.
Right, right.
So they were thinking it was odd. If you were out sick, surely I would have said, Bob, Spike, and Joe, and Jody is out sick today, which I ordinarily would do.
It was a weird morning, though, because you saw me, so it was sort of like I was present.
It was. That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
So I didn't think of you it's not going to come as a surprise to anybody. But when someone calls in sick, my first reaction, it's just built into me, is, oh, what a wuss.
Yeah.
That Joe again. Mm-hmm. Got a little sniffle, stayed up late watching a ball game, whatever.
Yeah.
I never trust you that you're sick. I trust that you're sick.
But how sick?
I always think you're a feather.
Well, a day off.
Part of my, when I'm sick.
And I apologize for that, by the way.
Oh, that's all right.
Because I'm wrong most of the time, I'm sure. Every once in a while, you do snarf a day, though. Admit it.
Well, no. Sometimes I might could make it here, but.
Might could.
But I think to myself,
I wouldn't want to get them sick.
That's right. As a service to my company.
I come no matter how sick I am.
And then as long as
I have a voice. If I don't have a voice, I don't come.
Right. Because there's not much you can do then. But I've been sick, by the way, if you look back, in several months.
2-3 days.
No, it's been.
You think several months is something to be proud of?
Well, it's something to be concerned about, because that means I'm probably due.
Oh, great. I mean,
plus, you made it through a couple of nasty strains.
Yeah, and I've dodged a couple.
Yeah. So.
But, you know, it's not all about you.
Right.
Yeah, it's about Jody.
That's why I was asking. What does Jody want to do?
I don't know how much to tell you, because I know that there's a lot of men listening, and the issue is that this has happened once before. This is the second month that this happened to me.
It's a female thing.
Well, okay. Let's not show.
You don't have to get specific.
I'm not getting specific. Everyone knows what happens to
women. It's like the ending of Dexter.
Right.
Was it in Argentina?
Okay. No.
Was it down south?
Here we go. Here's how I'll say. Everyone knows what happens to women once a month. I'm a woman. Obviously, it happens to me too. Now, on the second day, now this has now happened for 3 months in a row. On the second day, I come into work. I'm dizzy. I'm nauseous. I have various things happening that I'm not going to mention. And Pedro and Luciana are here, and they see me, and they will tell you in no uncertain terms.
They look at you and say, go home.
There is no, because I can't stand up. It's sort of like vertigo. It's like being on the Life of Pi boat with that tiger in the rocky water.
Are there any other women that have had this issue? Do you want to know if they have?
Yes.
Because you've never had this before.
No. And now this is 2 months in a row, potentially three, but I don't remember exactly when that happened.
The first time it wasn't as serious as the last two.
No,
the last two times. Okay. Well, it's happened twice now that you've had to go home and couldn't stay.
Have to go home. Can't stay.
And if that's once a month, then let's just plan it.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Is this going to be a thing now? Can't stay is one thing. Can't stand up is another thing entirely. Can't stand up.
You do your job sitting. I'm going to be like you with Joe. What it was.
Oh, I would have been a full-on disaster. You can ask Luciana. I was holding a bag of my own vomit, and I was saying, maybe I'll stick around. And she goes, no, you won't. You're holding a bag of your. I mean, I would stay, but.
Yeah. No. I'm kidding.
Yeah. Oh, there was no way. You should have seen me all day yesterday. Not until 4 in the afternoon I finally pulled it together.
Wow. And why are you here today?
Because I'm better.
Because Joe always takes a grace extra day.
Well, especially
make sure he doesn't
rolling
make us
into
sick.
A Friday.
I might catch menstruation from you.
You could, yeah.
And that would be a terrible, horrible thing.
I would hate that.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
We would all be running around here,
a bunch of three menstruating guys, and it would be your fault.
Oh. And you'd all have it at the same time. There'd be infighting.
Oh God, the whole show would suck once a month.
It's not about that. It's about like what is that happens on that second day? It's absolutely debilitating. I was my best friend's father's funeral was yesterday. I missed it. Like, that's my best friend. You know what I mean? There was just nothing I could do except lie in my bed.
Well, maybe we do a little troubleshooting. Are you taking anything?
No.
When this time of the month comes?
Nope.
So it's not a reaction to any drug or
is
anything?
Is there a woman listening who's had this happen more than 1 month in a row where on a second day you're debilitated and you could tell Jody what you found out about yourself? Or we could go to the internet and search for it. But I always find that's bad. The internet research result always returns the worst possible
thing. They're going to tell me I'm going through menopause or something. I'm 37. I'm not.
37 is really a little soon.
I'm not.
Some women start as early as 40.
Yeah, but I'm not.
But you're not.
No. Look at me, for God's sakes. I'm extremely young.
You know what? All women have a little menopause denial when it does happen.
I'm not.
But I think it's too early for that.
Yes, it is.
On the other hand, ask your mother.
She has no idea.
You did talk to her.
Oh, yeah.
You called your mom.
This is the second time.
Mom.
Well, my mom looks on the camera every morning. She saw I wasn't there.
Oh, she was
like,
sure.
Where are you? Who's
she
sick?
Was sure you were fired too, right? So you fired again.
I know. It's a weird thing. I probably should see the doctor, but you know when you take the time to make a doctor's appointment for something that you have to explain instead of show? Seems like a waste.
One woman says when she had her equilibrium issues, it was allergies.
No.
But I don't know how, there's not some plant that only blossoms once a month.
Yeah.
Are you heavier than usual? Is Aunt Flo heavier than usual? Is one question.
No. Maybe I should table some of the more.
By the way, another listener, now you have me worried about Spike.
Yeah, it's not unlike him. Still no word about Spike. Yeah,
and another woman says, this happens to me. It's almost like I'm pregnant.
Oh, much worse. Not one day of my entire pregnancy was as bad as I felt yesterday.
By the way, the listeners are 50-50. They don't really care about you that much because you made it in and Spike didn't.
Yeah.
Please make sure Spike didn't have another heart attack.
What else are we supposed to do? Has anyone called Melissa?
Yeah, Luciana just did and we didn't get any
answers.
There's
no answers anywhere. I worry about him. Jody, my oldest, had really bad reactions like that until she went on the pill, and then it's gone.
Well, the people use that to regulate.
They do. Like, that's one of the things the pill does is smooth out a woman.
Yeah, but I don't need any regulation. Look, I'm 37 years old. I've been doing this for over 20
years. You've got
years.
Some experience. Yeah,
yeah I do.
It's been a while since 14.
I guess I probably should see a doctor. I just, you know.
Of course. Oh, what? Wait a minute. Probably.
Because, when you've got a rash, you can go in and say, look at this rash. What is this rash? As opposed to saying, I felt like, it seemed like, and then they just stare at you and,
there's a doctor for this stuff, right? I mean, don't you
Dr.
guys?
Dr. Oz.
You guys have,
just watch his show. Did you not watch his show yesterday?
He was talking about this. I certainly did.
Well, they were playing a game with his medical staff, and they're all med school students that work on his show.
Yeah.
As, like an intern. I'm sure he does it all with interns. And he was playing, Am I Smarter Than My Interns? And people would ask questions like a woman would stand on stage and she would list off the symptoms like you just did.
Yeah.
And either he or the interns would hit the buzzer first and they would see who was right. And the interns kicked his ass.
Oh, that's funny.
He's Dr. Oz stretching himself too thin. Jill?
Hello. Good morning.
Hi.
Hello.
You're on, Jill.
Good morning, Jill.
Good morning. Hey, Jody. So I don't have the exact kind of same thing you've got going on, but I had a very debilitating breast pain that nothing was touching it. And then one of my breast doctors had recommended that I do evening primrose oil.
Yeah.
And 1,500 milligrams twice a day. And that took away all the breast pain, including every other PMS, menstruational issue ever known to mankind.
This is my favorite show ever already.
I'm loving this.
Thank you.
Ladies, call in.
Yeah. Hey, you
and
know
talk
what?
About the remedy.
I'm not going to pretend like they're not related. It's the only thing for the 3 months that this has happened to me. There's only one constant other than what actually happens. And the constant is it's the second day. So it has to be related. I'm no doctor, but.
All right, Jill. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm so glad I'm not a woman, aren't you, Joe?
I don't know if I want to say that too loud, but I've been happy being a man.
Why do you want to say it softly?
Well,
that makes
because
you more like
I don't
a woman.
I don't want to, you know.
Say it loud and proud like a man.
I don't want to. I think women, a woman is, you know, got some good stuff going. But, yeah, I'm happy
oh,
I'm
yeah,
a man.
No, they're all right.
I rolled out of bed yesterday by the time I could stand up without falling over on my face, and I put a dinner in the oven, put my kids' scooter together, and walk the dogs. There's just never ending.
There's no break.
There's no break.
I mean, if you could choose your gender, like you could basically, like say you knew reincarnation was real, and we were winding down, you're 99 years old, and you're winding down, and you get to, like you choose classes when you go to a new college,
yeah,
and you get to choose your gender. What would you choose? I'd choose man every time.
I think
time.
I would. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I like being a man. I couldn't imagine it any other way.
Would you choose woman again, or would you be a man next time?
I would choose woman again. I'd do it exactly.
Now,
the same.
Maybe we're all programmed to keep staying the same.
No, well, woman is great. We have a lot of exciting stuff going on.
Yeah,
moisturizer, girls' weekends, mimosas.
Yeah,
horrible, debilitating periods.
Yeah,
it's good.
Jody, you are low on iron. That is what one woman says. She's sure of it.
No.
Did you get your iron checked?
I eat a lot of red meat.
Please tell me that motorcycle accident that closed the viaduct wasn't Spike.
No. We would have known about that.
We would have known about
that.
That was terrible.
That
was yesterday.
And it was a scooter. Spike would never
ride a scooter. First off, that scooter would collapse.
You like reading those texts, right?
I do. This one bite says it may not even be related to the woman aspect. Could be a sinus issue. You had any sinus troubles?
No.
Someone else says you do have to go to the doctor, and yeah, it isn't about reading off your symptoms. They'll draw your blood, and they'll see if you're out of balance, if you're out of whack.
Yeah, I'm going to go and check it out.
I'm a doctor. I'm Dr. Love. You have an iron deficiency. Two people in a row. And Dr. Love, you must listen to.
That's the kind of thing that people will be walking around feeling weak and not knowing why.
Right. Someone else said, boy, I was verified to be postmenopausal by the time I was 37. Sorry, it's not too early. Someone else says it can happen as early as the young 30s.
Oh, no.
Somebody mother and grandmother went through it in their young 30s.
Endometriosis.
No.
I don't even know what that is.
All right, Jody's diagnosing herself.
Well, no, I know what that is. That's extremely painful woman time.
Right.
I know what that is.
According to the internet, and this is on medhelp.org, what they say, it could be either a thyroid condition or hormone fluctuation or you're lacking vitamin B6.
Yeah, could be any of those.
Okay.
Could be any of those.
We'll find out.
Yeah, sorry about yesterday. Really.
Oh, don't worry about it.
All kidding aside, you guys know, never.
Well, you don't miss
here.
A day.
No.
But you have this new way of missing a day now.
I roll in and I roll
you
out.
You roll in and then you roll out when it's too late to get a replacement.
I thought of
that, by the way. Oh, Jody knew yesterday she wasn't coming in.
No.
But she figured if she gave us a day's notice, we would find someone else and we might like them.
No. There's nobody you would like more than me.
I don't worry about that. I'm glad you have that confidence.
Of course. Who could it be?
Okay, on the show today, comedian Tommy Jonagan,
who's awesome.
At Labs tonight.
Love that guy. Sorry.
Also, Jeff Dye.
Local love that guy.
Love him, too. He's at the Parlor. Both great choices for this weekend. We'll play Rock Genius if Spike rolls in. We rolled the word of the day over. There are two words of the day today.
I'm ready.
Okay. Also, we have a celebrity clown at 957kjr.com. If you guess who the celebrity clown is, you can win tickets to see the Ringling Brothers perform fully charged at the Showwear Center. Hey, our band Heart by Heart is going to play at the Showwear Center as well. Oh, date?
October 11th.
Is that sounds right.
I think I heard
right.
an ad for it.
Yeah, and they have added onto the bill two things. One, it's because Randy Hansen is in the band, Randy will do his incredible Jimi Hendrix show.
Oh, man.
Opening up. Have you ever seen that?
No.
It's actually, it's almost like reincarnation of Jimi Hendrix.
It is the best. I've seen Randy since the 70s doing this thing, and to see him in a stadium, I mean, that's what Showwear Center is an arena. To see that show was made for arena rock, and that's where you'll get it. You realize how big Showair Center is. That's a big venue.
It's a monstrous place.
Yeah.
You trying to make him nervous?
No, I'm just saying. That's a step up. Because I went to my wife's graduation there. That is several thousand people that place holds.
Yes, and they can configure it for lots of different kinds of shows. Mm-hmm. We should do pretty well. I'm excited about it because over the last couple of months, we've played maybe 20 shows. And I think I've gotten over some of the nervousness. It'll always come back, though, because it's good, healthy. I get nervous on this show. You know, a performer who doesn't have some edge. I've always read that the best performers always have a little bit of anxiety about their performance. So even Madonna, like late in her career, said, oh, yeah.
Oh, Madonna would never be like, here we go again. Another dumb show.
Yeah,
better
exactly.
get my corset on. I agree with that.
What's that, Pedro?
No, I'm sorry. I was just running something together, preparing for Joe.
Oh, okay. So that's coming up, and be listening for a chance to win tickets or pick them up at Ticketmaster. Mayor McGinn, let's talk about our mayor. Mayor McGinn is doing something. Isn't this just what the guy in New York did?
What Mayor Bloomberg did was he wanted to ban large sugary drinks.
Make them only a certain size.
Right, right. What Mayor McGinn said last night at a meeting about funding the parks is, let's just tax sugary drinks and give the money to the parks. It's a pretty small tax.
That's like the candy tax, right? Wasn't that supposed
that
to be?
That was a statewide thing, yeah.
This would be just for the city of Seattle.
This would be city of Seattle.
Cool.
And
what's his? Do we have any audio from him saying why?
It was a... I've got a pretty extensive article. Okay. I don't have any audio from the meeting.
The article says he's flooring the idea of a 1 cent per ounce tax. That, by the way, that's not small. On a 12-ounce drink, that's 12 cents.
Right.
On a 32-ounce drink,
I can't do that.
That's
now.
A third of a buck.
Right.
That's big change.
And fountain drinks and bottled drinks, all sugary soda drinks.
This will be, all right, the ad against this will read, it's an unfair tax because it only applies to certain drinks, not all drinks, and it's really hard to decide what's healthy and what's not. Is it a sin tax because you're drinking something not healthy? In which case, what business is it of the government to tell you what's good or not for you to drink?
And right? in the meeting, one person asked him something that would almost sound like, I mean, sacrilegious in this town.
Which would be coffee?
Yes.
Why not tax coffee if you really want money?
Why not tax espresso? Why not tax espresso? Are those sugary espresso drinks going to be included?
Well, then the espresso stands will close up, and you won't be able to buy espresso in Seattle. That's why.
I thought it was unusual he would be talking about a tax of any kind. How many weeks are we till the election? You know,
he's scrambling, though. You know, he showed up to, he was doing an interview and he had like a $4 blazer from Goodwill. Like he's trying to appeal to a lot of different people right now. Mm. You appeal to me with putting a tax on sugary drinks
for
the
parks.
By the way,
and I've taken some grief from this, obviously, because anytime you do anything political, you do. But I like him, Mayor McGinn.
You know, of all the mayors we've been on in this town over 20 years, and he's been the most accessible. We've had Mayor Rice. We had great relations with every mayor, but that guy,
that's not why I like him, because he's willing to come on the show.
Well,
it helps. But
accessible to us and to the people of Seattle. This guy gets out there a little more.
I like him because I think he's a real guy.
Yeah.
A real public servant. And in fact, he's kind of liberal, but Rob McKenna is kind of conservative, but I like them both for the same reason. I really believe in the person behind what they're doing. And, it's things they do will get people angry.
He's staring at a deficit, too, right now.
Yeah. So I like him.
There's nothing phony about Mayor McGinn. Nobody would ever want to say, this is the way I want to pretend to be. I mean, he's real.
Yeah.
His flaws are pretty apparent.
So let's get him on to explain the soft drink tax. Ideas like this, they can be polarizing, but we need the money. They also had a parks levy that's about to expire. I always felt, by the way, and I know he'll understand this, I always felt it's tremendously unfair that we have to pay anything extra for parks. I think we should have a bomb levy. I think we should have a bunker buster bomb levy, and we should vote on that. Not a parks levy. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do.
It's a beautiful sentiment, right?
I have never once used a bunker buster bomb. I mean, I never once, you know. Why do I need that for? I like going to the park.
This is going to sound really weird coming from me, but if there were no bunker buster bombs, we probably wouldn't have any parks.
Because
without our military being really strong, then that's why other countries haven't messed with us and we're able to have the kind of lifestyle we do.
Yeah, but all right, fair enough. And that's a good, honest comment. But I still don't think parks should be sacred. Parks, libraries, schools are the basic foundations of principle of a society that cares about its people. They're just the basics. They're the things that you get no matter what scale of pay you make, no matter what socioeconomic rung you're on the ladder. And what happens when you start, you know, the parking passes for parks and levies and all of that is, I mean, the levy's not as bad as the parking passes, but what ends up happening is people stop going to the park. And the people that that don't go to the park are the ones that really need the park. So, I don't know.
Don't want our parks to just become a bunch of feral cats. I mean, you got to
the feral cats will come no matter what.
Oh, yeah. They'll take over. They love it there.
So, anyway, soft drink tax to raise money for city parks. At least he's taxing something you don't need and shouldn't even have.
Here comes the Schadenfreude duo. Yeah, let's do it. Put a dollar on it.
I haven't had a sip all year. I haven't had a sip of soda.
So like many articles.
Like a feral cat ready to pounce.
That was brought to you by Safeway.
Details are sketchy. He may be floating it just to get in the media and get some publicity around re-election time, right?
Usually you don't say, I'm going to tax something. That's not the kind of publicity you want when you're getting reelected. You're usually wanting to give people something. I'm going to give away free soda to anybody who wants it. Vote
His
for me.
His challenger, Senator Ed Murray, was skeptical of the idea. Well, duh. Murray said he voted in the legislature for higher taxes on soft drinks, candy, and bottled water in 2010 to help close the budget hole. But voters repealed the taxes that November. He says the soft drink industry will fight any new tax and they will defeat it. So he said, I don't think it's a viable option.
I'm down with McGinn trying to appeal to the people who put him in office. People on bicycles, out in parks hugging trees. He knows who he's talking to.
Yeah, they hate sugar, those people.
We don't
His
need it.
His people don't need sugar.
No.
Mitch in Sammamish, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
What's up?
Hey, to feel envy is human. But to savor Schadenfreude is devilish.
That's true.
Why? Wow, Pedro. What does it take for you? I guess that was just over your head.
Yes.
I couldn't even appeal to that. Great sentence there, Mitch. Here's a prize for you.
All right. You got a pair of tickets to Tony Award-winning Anything Goes at the Fifth Avenue Theater and a cruise for two provided by our friends at Argosy Cruises.
Hey, thanks so much.
All right, Mitch. Hang on. Okay. So, and that's that. What does Bill Gates say is a mistake in the Windows operating system?
We've got Bill actually saying it, and it's pretty funny.
Can I guess?
Sure.
Because I have not seen this story. Oh, wow, now I've seen it. I was going to guess that when they made the new Windows 8, for people that were scared of it, they made it a button so you could go back to the old look and feel. I always think that's a mistake. You either go full forward into something or you don't do it. Like Apple with this new operating system, as annoying as it is to some of us, you know, they did it.
This has been there since day one, since the first Windows program. It's always been a part of the Windows operating system. And Bill was talking, I believe it was yesterday, and somebody asked him about it, and he admitted. He says, you know, this was really dumb.
Control-Alt-Delete. What is that? Where is that from? Whose idea was that?
So we could have had a single button that the guy who did the IBM keyboard design didn't want to give us our single button. And so we programmed a little level that you had to do. It was a mistake.
Wow. That's amazing. I love that. And that, I'll admit a whole bunch of things were a mistake, too. After I'm a billionaire and I've retired from doing, you know, taking responsibility for things.
And they're still doing it. Is it because it's so ingrained now that I guess it's just, it's always going to be there?
You know, they have an equivalent of Control-Alt-Delete for Macintosh desktop computers. But I can never remember what it is because Control-Alt-Delete is so embedded in my brain that even though I use both operating systems, I can never remember the Mac one. It does. In fact, the Mac people would like you to think you never need, you never have a problem where you need, but you, they do. They freeze up, too.
That was the reason I got rid of my titanium G4 when it came out. I wanted to be a Mac person 10 years ago, and I could not troubleshoot that thing.
Yeah.
Anytime anything went wrong, I didn't know what to do.
Right.
And there's no one to help
you.
So
that would be a mistake for them not to tell you what the Control-Alt-Delete thing was. But a Mac user will tell you what it is. In fact, someone will text it to us now.
And it seems like to me, I don't know if Bill Gates is serious about that, it seems like a single button could be a much bigger problem.
You hit it by accident.
Yeah, because who doesn't miss a keystroke all the time?
You have to hold it down for like 10
well,
seconds.
Well, but you not only do you have to hold it down, but you also, it gives you a are you sure
yeah,
kind
you
of
sure
a deal.
Yeah, you sure you want to do this,
right.
Jody?
Yeah.
It's me.
You sure you want to do this?
Yeah, I'll do it.
I mean, I don't know if this happens to you. Every once in a while, I accidentally delete an app on my phone because I'm just, you know, squeezing it, and I don't realize that I'm hitting delete.
With no keyboard or anything, with it all being, can happen.
All right, that's Bill Gates' mistake. Coming up, comedian Tommy Jonagan, and, just about anybody would say they'd love to be a rock star. Who would say, I quit being a rock star? Hang up their leather pants and guitar, even when they're still making great money and they're still healthy. A rock star has said, that's it, I quit.
And you'll like his reasoning, too.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we're definitely starting to see some heavier volumes out there. Northbound 405 through the S-curves getting a lot busier as you make your way up towards the Kennedale Hill, while southbound 405 approaching 527 slowing down there as well. Southbound I-5 getting a little bit busier through the Linwood Shoreline areas as well. And either direction of I-5 over the Skagit River Bridge closed until 8 o'clock for some construction.
This report brought to you by Columbia Sportswear. What's the best way to stay warm in Seattle? Columbia's Omni Heat Reflective. It has little silver dots that reflect your body heat, and it's breathable, so you won't overheat. Columbia's Omni Heat Reflective, shockingly warm, amazingly breathable. Shop Columbia.com or a retailer near you.
Did you hear it?
Did you see that?
Wow. The world is buzzing.
Crazy.
Insane.
Absolutely nuts.
About what just happened.
The iHeartRadio Music Festival!
All the biggest names in music.
The surprises.
Wow!
The music.
Dance.
And everything else that made you say,
can't believe it.
Relive it.
Watch it on the CW.
Monday and Tuesday, watch the 4-hour, 2-night event on the CW.
I just saw the most craziest thing happen backstage.
Get photos,
pics, and video, and backstage chaos.
Mayhem, and so much more.
At iHeartRadio.com/Vegas.
How are you doing tonight, Vegas?
Then watch it on the CW.
The sold-out iHeartRadio Music Festival.
There is no concert event like this anywhere else in the world.
The iHeartRadio Music Festival, where the music of the iHeartRadio app comes to life.
We made music history, baby.
This report brought to you by Applebee's.
Your Northwest weather for today, we're going to see clouds and rain, high of 60. Tonight, rain, low down to 49. And tomorrow, clouds and rain again with a high of 62.
Your stomach doesn't care what time it is. After 9 p.m., Applebee's features late night happy hour with half-price appetizers and drink specials. It's late night done right. See you tomorrow and check out Applebee's newest location in Gig Harbor at Point Fosdick Square. Take the Olympic Drive exit on Route 16.
Got a fisherman buddy that had a really nice sleigh bed. He needed a place to store. He stored it in my guest room for several years. Well, today he's coming to pick up that sleigh bed, and I'm going to be without a guest room bed. No mattress, no bed. So I guess what I'm going to be doing is going to Sleep Country USA. It couldn't come at a better time that Mark wants to reclaim his bed, because Sleep Country USA is having an inventory clearance sale, and I will be able to find a fine bed for my guest room for a great price. Right now you can get 10, 20, even 35% off a huge selection of Sealy Posturepedic, Beautyrest, Stearns & Foster mattresses. They are all on clearance. They need to move, much like the bed I'm going to help move later today. Also, the accessories, the headboard that I won't have, the sheets, the whole thing, Get up to 35% off on these. And if you're looking for a Tempur-Pedic, like I do have in my room I sleep in every night, you can get 24 months interest-free financing on approved credit with just minimum payments required. The inventory clearance sale's on now, and I'll be there. Why don't you? Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
What's better, fastest or most reliable? With the AT&T 4G LTE network, you don't have to choose. The speed and reliability of AT&T 4G LTE lets you do more at work, at home, and wherever else life takes you. AT&T, the nation's fastest and now most reliable 4G LTE network. Rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Speed claim based on national carrier's average 4G LTE download speeds. Reliability claim based on data transfer completion rates on nationwide 4G LTE networks. 4G LTE not available everywhere.
It's Macy's Super Saturday Sale with all-day specials Friday and Saturday. Take an extra 20% off boots from Nine West, Rampage, and more. Kenneth Cole Reaction dress shirts and ties, 50% off. Save 60% on all 22 and 24-piece room ensembles. Travel Select Journey 4-piece luggage sets, $49.99. And Kitchen Electrics, your choice now, $19.99. All-day specials Friday and Saturday at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. Sale ends $9.29.
The Fred Meyer two-day sale starts today with Starlight Savings from 4 to 11 p.m. and continues tomorrow with Doorbuster Deals from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Visit FredMeyer.com to check out all of the great deals and save time, money, and gas at Fred Meyer.
8-year-old Timmy enjoys Little League, video games, and making Dungeness crab cakes with a black truffle butter. Fox Friday, Gordon Ramsay is cooking up a whole new Master Chef competition with the talents of the chefs.
I could put that dish in my restaurant.
Oh my God.
Are a whole lot bigger than their size.
How old are you?
8. 11. I'm 10.
Master Chef Junior.
I've been cooking for 6 years, so I know what I'm talking about.
Premiering Friday on Fox.
It all starts at 8, only on Q13 Fox.
Now, Toyota has just announced an additional 1 year of Toyota Care. When you lease any new Camry, Corolla, RAV4, Prius, or Tundra between now and September 30th, that's an additional year for a total of 3 years or 35,000 miles of coverage for your new Toyota lease, including a new 2013 Camry LE, which you can lease for just $209 a month for 36 months with $2,349 due at signing. Includes $250 TFS lease cash that must be applied to a TFS deal. Tax, title, and license extra. Subject to approved credit through TFS. A dealer documentary service fee up to $150 may be added to sale price for capitalized cost. That's a well-equipped Camry for just $209 a month. And your Toyota Care is included for the full 3 years or 35,000 miles of your lease. Get details at 1-888-48-TOYOTA or go to buyatoyota.com. See one of your Western Washington Toyota dealers before it all ends September 30th. Toyota, let's go places.
Are you ready for that moment when the branches break, when the bushes rustle, that blink of an eye you've been dreaming of all year? Are you ready for elk camp? Well, get ready at Cabela's. You'll find all the gear you need, like Federal Premium Trophy Tip Rifle Ammo, on sale now. Or check out our Savage Axis Next Generation Bolt Action Rifle Scope Combo, on sale for $369.99. If it's in your nature to love the great outdoors, don't miss Cabela's Elk Camp Sale.
Need extra cash? Bring your unneeded gold or silver, jewelry, diamonds, watches, and flatware to Porcello in Bellevue for instant cash. Tom Hutler here for Porcello Estate Buyers, the people I trust, specializing in estate jewelry for over 60 years. Porcello has offices throughout the country and worldwide buying power, so you get the most money for your items every time. Porcello will meet or beat any legitimate written offer, period. That's the Porcello promise. Porcello in Bellevue, just north of Nordstrom on Northeast 8th. Call 425-454-2300 or click PorcelloEstateBuyers.com. Porcello. Porcello. Porcello Jewelers.
Is your bathroom boring? See the latest from the top manufacturers. Tubs, showers, sinks, faucets, and a huge selection of toilets. And cabinets, too. Morgan's will help you create a great space within your budget. Morgan's Kitchen and Bath, for over 30 years in Fremont and Ballard.
If you're always going, 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 you could use some help at the pump. And now you can use up to $1 per gallon of your Safeway gas rewards when you fill up at participating Chevron and Texaco stations. So you have even more choices on where to save at the pump. Earning Safeway gas rewards is as easy as grocery shopping with your club card. And redeeming them is easier than ever. Shop at Safeway, then use your gas rewards at participating Chevron and Texaco stations, where you get the unbeatable cleaning power of Techron. So keep on going and save. Get more mileage out of your grocery budget, up to $1 per gallon. When you shop more at Safeway, you save more at Chevron and Texaco. Safeway, ingredients for life. Maximum reward at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is $1 per gallon of Chevron or Texaco branded fuel in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Cannot be combined with any other Safeway gas reward offer. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com or in-store.
At Mini Cooper, we created the best radio ad ever.
No way!
Way, and you're listening to it.
Awesome!
Not as awesome as leasing the 2013 four-door Countryman. The biggest Mini ever for just $245 a month for 36 months. Guitar solo.
$245 a month? Whoa!
Whoa is right. Plus, the Mini Countryman has seating for five.
I don't want this ad to end!
Then get to a Mini dealer today and check out the Mini Cooper Countryman. Bear.
Visit MiniUSA.com/special offers for details.
You may already know that AT&T is the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And now independent research has confirmed that AT&T 4G LTE is also the most reliable. Whether you're connecting with family or getting the job done, you want a wireless network you can count on. AT&T, the nation's fastest and now most reliable 4G LTE network. Rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Speed claim based on National Carrier's average 4G LTE download speeds. Reliability claim based on data transfer completion rates on nationwide 4G LTE networks. 4G LTE not available everywhere.
Come kick up your heels at Harvest Hoedown October 17th at Soto Park in Seattle. Proceeds help Rotary First Harvest provide Washington food banks with fresh produce. Learn more at firstharvest.org.
From Clear Channel Communities and 95.7 KJR. Get info at 95.7KJR.com.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, looking at some congestion right now, southbound 405 as you make your way down to 522, northbound 405 through the S-curves, really slowing down there as well. And we do have the closure of the Skagit River Bridge. That's I-5, either direction closed there. You're going to be forced through a detour that'll last until about 8 o'clock. Hopefully they'll have all lanes reopened by then.
This report is brought to you by Fred Meyer.
Stop by Fred Meyer's Electronics Department for tablets, TVs, and more. Plus, the latest movie releases like Iron Man 3, available now on DVD for just $16.99. Plus, get a free Pop Secret popcorn with purchase. What will you find at Fred Meyer?